Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
A chilling threat was made against Paul Murphy on a wall located, I'd say, about 5 minutes from his home. It said, Paul Murphy or IP. The words were spray painted in green paint. It's believed that it happened on Saturday night. Now, the People Before Profit TD is the latest to be targeted after a number of TDs were threatened this month. Of course, you've heard about Minister for Justice Helen McEntee's family had to be evacuated from their home due to bomb threats. Just think about that for a moment. A woman, her kids, you know, her partner in their house, children have to be having to be evacuated from their home because of bomb threats. Now, these people, I don't know who they are, who carry out these acts of cowardice. That's all they are, cowardice, because they're cowards. You know what I mean? These are the same people that will go on and they'll march and they'll hold up banners saying, we want to protect Ireland's kids. We want to protect Ireland. We want to keep Ireland safe. We want to keep the kids safe. So you try and keep the kids safe by sending hoax bomb threats to a house where kids live, you absolute brain-dead morons. Now, I'm sure they're not listening to this, but they will hear it back. And that's all you are. Absolute morons. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, last weekend as well, was subjected to vile homophobic abuse while out having a coffee. I'm sure you saw that video. There he is, sitting outside a coffee shop having a coffee, and these two eejits going by in the car shouting abuse at him. Like, seriously, cop on to yourselves. Dublin South TD Murphy tweeted the picture of the spray paint and he said he would not be intimidated by the threat. Fair play to you for sticking up and literally telling them that they're not going to intimidate you. However, it has to be intimidating. Has to be intimidating for someone. I know if I walked down my road and I saw spray paint saying R.I.P. Dixon, even though I wouldn't be intimidated by it, it would actually turn me off a bit and it would scare me a bit. He said, I will not be intimidated. I will continue to oppose those who try to divide ordinary people and spread hate. So we want to get your thoughts on this. You all know what's going on. Look at the messages coming in already now. Now, this is an opinion show. You're entitled to your opinion. But I love these comments. Now, what's the first one? Drip. Lefty show. Now, you see, What's that Egypt's name, that clown's name that texted in? Do we even know who it is? Oh, he was messaging last night as well. Said he wouldn't listen again. And there he is back again. I love it. My biggest critics always listen all the time. First of all, what is a lefty show? What does left mean? If you think it's lefty to call out a bomb hoax on an Irish family, if you think that's left-wing thinking, you are a gobshite. You are a fool of a man. Because that's not what lefty means. I'm not a lefty. I'm not a righty either. I'm right down the middle. But if you think it's left, if it's far left to call out writing graffiti like that on the wall and threatening a family out of their house, you are a fool of a man. And here's another one. Is Jeremy taking the piss? LOL. No, I'm not taking the piss. I'm deadly serious. Could anybody listening to the show actually justify what has been done to these politicians? If you don't agree with the policies, I've said this till I'm blue in the face, if you don't agree with the policies being made by the government, you vote them out. That's what you do. We live in a democracy. If you don't want to live in a democracy, if you want to live in a dictatorship, move to North Korea. Okay, this is a democracy. And the way we get rid of governments, if we don't like what they're doing, is we vote them out. Now, half the people who moan about the country don't even vote. They couldn't even write X on a polling card. So that's the way things are done. These threats are unacceptable. Threatening a family with a bomb threat so that they have to leave their house? Absolute bullshit. Cowardice. That's all it is. Martin, what do you want to say on this? And sorry, before I go to Martin, this fella, if you're going to start texting in more, just block on Jamie, because I don't want to be reading messages from him. Look, I'm against mass uncontrolled immigration. I'm not a racist. Couldn't be bothered. But you're. By the way, to that fellow who keeps on WhatsApping, you're literally WhatsApping into an echo chamber because I'm muting you now. I'm not going to be seeing your comments. So go text yourself about your crap. Okay? Thank you. I'm not far right, he says. Nobody said you were far right, by the way. Never mentioned that. Let me go to Martin. How are you, Martin?
I'm very well, Jeremy. Good evening.
Good. What do you make of what's going on?
Right. Well, to be honest, I haven't seen any of the things you're talking about because I don't take part in social media. I'm not interested in it. It's an echo chamber.
Is it? Absolutely.
In which you'll get very little of substance and even less of value.
And just on the note, it's gas. These people on Twitter or X, whatever it's called, that have like 50,000 followers and 60,000 followers, and they think like, oh, they're so popular. You're literally shouting into echo chambers. You're 60,000 followers ever. Most of them are either bots or they're mad Americans that follow you. So these people who think that their opinion matters on Twitter, it actually doesn't, Martin. You're right. It's full of bullshit, actually.
Yeah.
No, but you've heard the threats that were made against the politicians.
Right, okay. Let me lay out my style here. Anyone who makes a threat of violence is committing a criminal act. Whether to be right, left, centre, up, down, I don't care. I want to live peaceful, respectful society. But when it comes to it, do I feel sorry for Paul Murphy? No, I don't, to be honest with you. I mean, you know, the world is full of blowhards. And people will scrawl graffiti on walls. They may make bomb threats, this kind of thing. But for me, when it comes to, you know, Helen McEntee and the hate speech law and what have you, it has no effect on me because it doesn't matter what laws they bring in. I'm not going to make threats. I will put forward my opinion. And if people are offended by it or if they don't like it, that's their problem. If the state wants to take an action against me for what they perceive to be hate speech, I don't hate anybody.
But Martin, that's not what this is about. Again, you're bringing up the issue of policies that the government introduced, and you may not agree with it. That's a separate issue. This is about a reaction that people are having to politicians that they don't like and decisions they make. It is unacceptable to make bomb threats against a family. Would you not agree?
Absolutely. Of course I agree with you. Absolutely, it's unacceptable. I mean, if people are arguing that they want a better society, that's not a way to a better society. Threatening violence on other people is not going to lead to a better society.
No.
Rational conversation, rational argument is what's required. Now, I just want to say, you said earlier on we live in a democracy. We don't. Hang on for a second, please. We live in a constitutional republic where democracy is practiced. There is a distinction. Okay, there is a distinction. We have a constitution. So just, you know, people, I hear this all the time. We live in a democracy. We don't. We live in a constitutional republic that practices democracy. There is nowhere in the Constitution, and I'm fairly familiar with the Constitution, there's nowhere in the Constitution that says the Republic of Ireland is a democracy. Yes, we practice democracy.
Fair enough. Okay, Martin, with the greatest respect, I don't want to get into a deep dive of the Irish Constitution and whether or not we're a democracy. You know the point I'm trying to make. The point I'm trying to make is we have the power to vote politicians out, and we have the power to vote political parties out. And my point is, if you're not happy with the work that Paul Murphy is doing, if you're not happy with the...
Absolutely.
And, you know, I've criticised Paul Murphy in the past. I've criticised Helen McEntee in the past as well. There's lots of things both of them stand for that I don't agree with. But that is sinister. To spray paint Paul Murphy on a wall is sinister. Now, do I believe, this is just my opinion, do I believe that the people who spray painted that, do I believe they mean business? Probably not. Because most people who types or who sprays stuff like that, they're not actually going to follow through with it. But it's very, very, very intimidating. Would you not agree?
Absolutely, I agree. I do agree. But as I said, the world is full of blowhards. You know, a person who would do something like that they don't share my values. Now, my values are my values. I think there's a lot wrong with this country. I think the way Irish citizens are being treated is disgraceful. Would I threaten a politician or anyone else? No, I wouldn't. Because I would rather have a well-regulated dialogue. And when I say well-regulated, what I mean is that it doesn't escalate into threats of violence or into violence in itself. You know, if someone's first instinct is to throw a rock or to spray paint a wall or whatever else, with something like RAP or to bring in a bomb threat against someone's home, that to me is disgraceful. Because what you're doing is you're contradicting your own argument in that you want to make things better, but you're not contributing to making things better. But history is replete with situations, and we had this in our own country when the British were in charge here, it eventually led to extreme violence. Why? Because the people in charge weren't listening to what the people were saying.
And again,
I'm not justifying violence. What I'm saying is, you have to be realistic and understand that there does come a point where there are certain, circumstances lead to certain outcomes.
So desperate times call for desperate measures. And I agree with you. There's been many people saying, and I've heard this a lot over the last couple of years, that the government are not listening to the people. And I understand people's frustration, and I understand that, people are desperate and they don't know where to turn to. But this is just, and I'm glad you agree with me, Martin, it's just wrong. It's wrong to phone in a bomb threat to a family living in a house. Just think of the kids for one moment having to be taken out of their house. And these people say that they want to protect the Irish community. You don't. That's thuggery. It's absolute thuggery. Stay there for a second, Martin. Let me go to Deck. How are you, Deck? You're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Is it Derek? It's me, is it?
Yeah, was your name Deck?
No, I'm Deck.
Yeah, no, that's what I said. I said, did I not say Deck? Yeah, no, Deck. Are you Deck? If you're Deck, it's you.
I come on to lambaste you about the last topic and I've been on hold that long.
No, you haven't. Sure, you haven't been on the hold that long. You've only been put through about 2 minutes ago. What do you want to say?
15 minutes.
Oh, Deck, if you're not going to talk about the topic, then you weren't on hold 50 minutes. Good luck to you. Derek, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you?
Yeah, how you doing? Yeah, I'm just ringing in there. Just that something you said there, your own statement yourself, we vote with these people in. The last three leaders of our country, two of them decided to share the job. And then the one that came in just there a couple of months ago, nobody voted him in.
Yeah, but you do understand, and again, this is not what the topic's about, but you do understand how the government operates, how Taoiseach...
I understand.
No, but Derek, let me just be clear, because I spent a week on social media trying to, and not being a busybody, but trying to inform people when Simon Harris was given the job of Taoiseach. We never voted for him. Nobody in the history of the Irish state has ever voted for a Taoiseach. That's not the way it works.
Okay.
But Derek, it's not. I'm not being smart. Nobody, since the foundation of the state, and I mean, I don't get it, and I'm not talking about you, by the way, Derek, all these so-called patriots who say they're patriots and love their country, and they don't even know how the parliament works. They literally don't know how a Taoiseach is elected. A Taoiseach has never been elected by the people. So anyway, that's neither here nor there. You don't agree with me. What do you make of what's happening with the threats being carried out on politicians?
Do you know what? No, not a hope in hell. Right, I can tell you now, I'm a volunteer referee and I get threats on the pitch as well. And you just walk away. You just have to walk away and you just can't do it. What's the point in going? Like, I know the lads are trying to run the country the best they can and they're handcuffed at some of the times what they're trying to do. But at the same time, there's not a hope in hell anybody should be threatened. Not a hope in hell. It doesn't matter what you're doing. If you're trying to help somebody, there's not a hope in hell you should be threatened.
No, sorry, we will come back to, obviously, the conversation we're talking about, but you just mentioned there that my ears pricked up there because I have a friend who's also a referee in schoolboy football. Have you been threatened? And I know this is completely separate, but I've always wanted to ask someone else, have you been seriously threatened just trying to referee a match? What age group are we talking about here?
Oh, we're talking from anything from under 12 to seniors.
And is it the parents threatening you or the kids?
Yeah, it's to be the parents. Because the coaches know that they're not allowed to do it. But it'll be the parents.
And what... Give me one example of a threat that was...
Okay, well, a few weeks ago I sent off a lad because two yellow cards, that's it. See you, good luck. And the parent didn't like what I did. And he came up to me then, he says, you're a disgrace, you're this, you're that, and not the whole lot. And I'm standing there on my own, and he's standing there in front of me. So that's threatening behaviour, as far as I'm concerned.
Over a game of kids football, for God's sake, yeah.
Over a game of kids football, yeah. And one of the lads, one of the coaches from the other team, wasn't even involved in it, came over and says, leave the ref alone. If he's not here, there's no game. He goes, yeah, but he just said, no, just walk away now. So I had to walk away.
That's ridiculous. So because of the job you do, you can empathise with politicians because you're just doing your job. You're just a referee. That's all you're doing.
That's it.
You're not asking to be threatened just for the job you're doing.
I'm just trying to make sure kids get a game of football.
No, can you understand?
And I'm sure.
Can you understand
the
why
politicians? The politicians are doing their job, trying to make the country as best they can as well. So why threaten them if they're trying? If that's the case, whoever wrote that on the wall, tell them to go into politics and see how they do it.
Oh, absolutely. I've said that all the time. It's like when you go to the pub and you're watching a football match and there's always some gobshite in the pub shouting at the screen, at the manager. You know, he's always saying, Eric Ten Hag, you're crap.
Yeah.
I said,
Then you do it.
Yeah, if you think Eric Ten Hag is crap, then you go and manage Man United and see how you get on, you fool. I hate these people that just think...
Or ref, you didn't get that decision right. Well, then here, you take the whistle and you go into the middle and you do it.
Absolutely. So what would you say to the... There's a chance they could be listening. What would you say to the people who spray-painted Paul Murphy, RIP, on the wall? And what would you say to the people who phoned in
a
bomb threat?
Disgraceful. It's fucking disgraceful. Because all they're trying to do is... They're trying to help us. That's all they're trying to do. So if you're threatening somebody that's trying to help you, they're just shameful. Okay, really shameful.
Well, stay there for a second, Derek, because Morris, you believe they signed up for this, did they?
How you doing, Jeremy? Great show this evening.
Cheers,
man.
Okay? Yeah, I can. Yeah, just turn off the radio in the background if you don't mind.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it's just I think the television was on there. It was just transferring from one room to another.
No worries.
Listen, if you put yourself up to be elected to the Dáil, which is the building that represents the people of Ireland, and you get a job for 5 years with a lot of big money and a lot of expenses.
A lot of perks, yeah.
You have to take the good with the bad. You're not going in there for 5 years to relax and say, oh, I did it, I got elected, I got voted, the people love me. You've got to go in there and represent the people and make change and keep the promises that you made to the people that elected you. Now, the bullshit that you're talking about with Paul Murphy, RIP, that's bullshit.
What do you mean it's bullshit, Morris?
It's bullshit. It's bullshit. It's trying to store up shite. And I'll tell you why. Because the wanker that sprayed it on the wall is a no-mark. He's a lowlife.
Absolutely.
How can I get controversy? Yeah, exactly.
But Morris, I agree with you on that comment. But again, it's very, very sinister. If your name was spray painted on a wall down the road from where you live, saying RIP, you would be terrified.
Yeah, you have to arise both these scumbags. He probably couldn't even spell properly.
I was actually surprised the spelling was correct in the graffiti, to be honest with you.
Yeah, exactly. And I've had a lot of graffiti in the job that I do over the years, and I realise now that people are getting educated because they can spell properly. But if you give these idiots like that wrote that on his wall, and I'll tell you what video I watched over the weekend, the two clowns, the man and the woman, that rolled down the window of the vehicle they were in and abused ex-Taoiseach Leo Varadkar. What scumbags. Imagine the children having them as role models. They're gutter. They're shite people. Because they have no... No, I'm just telling you I'm a working...
I know, but I'm confused now.
I'm a working class man that was reared in a working class area. And I know scum and shite bags when I hear them and see them, and that's all we're listening to, and that's all we're reading.
But hang on, I'm confused, Morris, because you said on one hand that this is what they signed up for, but then you're calling out the scumbag behaviour, so I don't get...
I never give those people the day of light that's doing this terrible thing, or show you as we call it, right? But I'll give you one thing. If you're a public representative, don't sit up in your ivory tower and dictate to the rest of us. If I have a problem with something that's going on in Europe, I'm going to approach my MEP Niall Boylan has put his head above them.
Okay, and in fairness, I can't, for obvious reasons, Morris, because there's an election coming up, we cannot talk about just one person that's running in that election without talking about them all. They are the rules. So that's the reason I cannot continue with that any further. We cannot talk about that. They are the rules that we're bound by. But I get the point that you're trying to make. You know, they signed up for it. If they're not doing a good job, they should be criticised. So you completely condemn the bomb threat that was made against Helen McEntee's house, and you condemn the graffiti that was sprayed on the wall.
Lowlifes and the people that attacked Leo Varadkar, they should be ashamed of themselves. They should be made, if we find out who they are, they should be publicly humiliated.
But they didn't.
I
agree with you. When I saw the video, I was pretty disgusted by it. But they didn't do they didn't do anything illegal.
You don't run down somebody for who they are. You can run them down for what they did. But don't attack them personally for their whatever they get up to in their private lives. That's where they're crossing the line. You know? And I guarantee you, the scumbag that wrote that on the wall near Paul Murphy's house, R.I.P., I guarantee you, if you put him in a boxing ring with me or you or anybody else, he'd whimper in the corner. I want me ma. Because he's a fucking chicken. He's a chicken. But I'll tell you one thing. If you're a politician and you put yourself up to be voted in by the public people, and you go into the Dáil for 5 years for representation, don't hide behind who you are or what you got voted in for. You make yourself available to the people at all times, because that's what we put you in there for.
Yeah, but Morris,
to make as much money as you can.
Yeah. I was talking to a friend of mine a couple of weeks ago who is and I won't name him, he won't want to be named, but he's a TD and he's quite a good friend of mine.
Yeah.
And he was saying... He was saying that he's seriously thinking of leaving the politics game because of the... He said it's never been more vicious against politicians in the last 10 years. He said he's a politician for over 20 years. And he said that things have changed so much that, you know, we have to remember, and, you know, I'm not a lover of the government or anything like that, but you have to remember that these politicians are family men as well. They have wives, they have kids.
Yeah.
Above everything and before everything else, they are human beings who want to protect their family. And it must be scary. And I think people are just going to be afraid to go into politics now because of what's going on. Danielle, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you, Danielle?
Jeremy. Oh, I'm good. How are you, Jeremy?
Nice to talk to you. Now, what do you make of what's going on at the moment with the threats being made?
It shouldn't be happening.
Were you as disgusted as I was when you saw that graffiti on the wall?
Yeah, and the bomb threat. Now, I don't like the government. I'll be clear about that.
No, that's okay.
But there's no need to cross that line. I agree with what Mara said. You don't cross that line to the personal life.
And is that crossing the line, is it?
Yeah, it is. I think it is anyway. If you want to make a point, go up to Dáil Éireann and protest peacefully.
Now, I'm just looking at some of the some of the messages coming in. I wouldn't even put them on air because they are absolutely vicious. And we have, and this has nothing to do with me being afraid of hate speech laws. This is nothing to do with hate speech. This is to do with incitement to hatred. And there's people, and we have very strict laws on incitement to hatred. And I can't allow people on to say some of the things that they are texting into the show right now. And I'm not going to put them on because it is incitement to hatred. And... even if it wasn't illegal, I wouldn't put you on the air to say what should be done to such and such's house and what should be done to... That is actually illegal, OK? It's nothing to do with hate speech. It's incitement to hatred. But do you believe... I mean, one of the messages that came in just said these people are desperate and that's why they're doing it. They're not being heard by the government.
They're not listening to the people, but still, you don't do that. You don't be violent.
And is that all it is? It's violence and thuggery. That's all it is.
Yeah, totally. It shouldn't be done. I know people are angry and frustrated, Jeremy, as you know. Do you know? Because people I'm talking to, they're saying, "Oh, the government aren't listening."
That's what everybody's saying. Yeah, they believe that the government are not listening to them. I believe generally the Irish people are good people. Yeah, I believe that a lot of us are frustrated at the moment, but I believe generally We're not a nasty. There are some nasty people out there, let's be honest, and we've seen videos of them recently. And I believe that the person or people who made that hoax bomb threat to the Minister for Justice's house and the people who wrote that graffiti on the wall outside Paul Murphy's house, I believe they are a small minority in this country. Would you agree?
I would agree with you. Like, I don't like the government. I wouldn't go out and hit someone or do something like that to them. I would air my frustration with my vote as well.
But you'd never resort to doing anything like that?
No. No. I do get frustrated and angry at them. Don't get me wrong. But I wouldn't resort to violence. Like, I'm not that type of person.
Do you think that they mean it when they do these things, or is it just trying to intimidate?
I think they're trying to intimidate them because they just carried at the end of the day that they won't approach and air their grievances.
So you don't think they would actually follow through with stuff like this?
No, I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either. I think it's all talk.
They kind of want to go, oh, look what happened here. They want to show that they're trying to do something, but they're actually not doing anything.
But, like, you know, when you think about it, Paul Murphy, is it two children he has? I think he has two children.
The two.
Yeah, imagine being in that house and the kids. Now, I know the kids are very young, but even his partner has seen that written on a wall in your housing estate. It's absolutely... I hope the CCTV footage or CCTV cameras in that housing estate that can actually find out who's behind that. Although, like a lot of people nowadays, they probably have balaclavas on their head. You know the big brave people that put the balaclavas on their head? They're so brave they don't want to be seen. Stephen, how are you? Sorry for holding you for so long. How are things?
No, you're all right. I'm okay, thanks, Jeremy.
Good. Yeah, no excuse for this thuggery, is there?
No, there isn't. Like I said when I sent in a WhatsApp, it's like, what do these people expect will happen? That somebody will see the message and, or, you know, the bomb threat and think, oh God, I must find out who that is now so I can, you know, sit down and listen to them and take all of their wishes and hopes and dreams on board, and then I'll go in and, you know, convince my colleagues to do it. Or, you know, is this just them, their way of letting off steam? What this is intimidation. And if we start normalizing it, so the people that are saying, oh, shrug it off, you'll be fine. That was the answer to when a gallows was put up outside the Dáil. It was the answer to the last couple of people that turned up to different ministers' houses and TDs' houses. It's the usual answer. Oh, they should get on with it. You know, and you met the guy that was on, that was the referee. Like, that's not acceptable either. Any kind of violence and intimidation towards anybody is not on. I work with the public. I work day in, day out facing the public. And, you know, and you get people a little bit irate, but nobody threatens to kill you. Nobody threatens to follow you home. Nobody threatens to burn you out of your house. You know?
No job. And I know this is slightly different, but there was stats out last week about the amount of attacks that are happening on our medical staff, nurses, doctors. Mm. And I don't know if you've ever been in an A&E room, the department of an
Irish
hospital.
Yeah,
on a Saturday night. Oh, my God, I don't know how the staff, I really don't know how they put up with that. But you're right, no matter what job you do not deserve to be threatened. And that goes from doctors to teachers to politicians to a referee. Imagine refereeing a match for 12-year-old kids.
Even people in supermarkets.
Yes.
The people in the supermarkets now, because of the second return scheme, are getting dogs abused because, oh, the machine didn't take my can, or this, that, and the other. So much so that they're sending, they have to put up signs to say, please do not abuse our staff. And B, they're sending staff on training to deal with people that are abusing them.
Yeah, and just
like,
on...
Where are we at in society now when this is a normal thing to do?
And just on that note about the, because I witnessed that in my local Dunn's the other day as well, someone getting irate with one of the staff members. I've gone to that bring back bottle thing about five times and haven't had a problem. You literally put the bottle up to the hole and it sucks it in. It's not rocket science. I don't know why people are getting so annoyed about it. They're getting annoyed about their own stupidity. But yeah, if you are in any sort of business where you deal with members of the public, you do not deserve to be threatened and you do not deserve to be abused. Mm. But there seems to be this belief over the last 20 years, and this goes back a long way, that people just think politicians are fair game for abuse.
Yeah, and that we're all being puppeted by, the World Bank and all this other stuff. And when you're that fucking marginalized and you feel that oppressed, you feel justified in doing whatever you feel like you want to do about it, it's not an abnormal response, really. And I come from the gay community, and when we were threatened in Ireland and the UK and across the world, we have resorted to violence and protests and things like that from time to time to get our point across. But this isn't along the same lines. This is pure intimidation for the sake of, you're a traitor, I don't trust you, and, your time has come, kind of a thing. We as the gay community were arguing for rights. We were arguing for saying that, we're the same as you and we should be treated the same as you, that things like Section 28 in the UK and criminalisation of homosexuality in Ireland are wrong,
People of the LGBTQ community, I had a friend that grew up in Dublin in the 70s. He had to leave and go to London, because of the hate he got. And that's just because, I get the point you're making, that was just literally because of his sexuality. When did people become so angry with each other? It's just, it's bizarre, isn't it?
It is. And, I have a thing that I call Wheel of Misfortune. And any group, any person you can think of is on it. And every now and then, sometimes on a daily or, a couple of times a day, somebody will spin it and go, right, it's politicians, that politician, or it's, the trans community, or the migrants, or the homeless, or the unemployed, or the sick, or the disabled, or whatever. And it's just like, right, we're going after them, because I don't like, that the lights make noises when you have to cross the street for people who are visually impaired or something like that. But they're doing it for, they're literally doing it for kicks.
Absolutely.
Whereas, and God love them, if they're that fucking bored, I've got a couple of sweeping brushes they can have.
Yeah.
They can go and clean a road somewhere.
They wouldn't know a hard day's work if it hit them across the face. Thanks very much for your call there, Stephen, and it's great talking to you. Have you been on the show before, by the way? I've never heard you on the show before.
Not since you took over.
Oh, but that was, no, I haven't, I haven't taken over, but geez, don't be starting rumours. I haven't taken over the show, Stephen, okay?
Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.